You know, our virtual kettle at WGNradio.com is just shy of $3,000, and we haven't talked about it much. Salvation Army does the most good in warm weather and cold. It's going to get down to 13 degrees tonight, and there are people still sleeping on the streets. And the Salvation Army will be there offering them hot food and, frankly, warm shelter should they seek it. Let's talk to Dr. Michelle Turnbow, who is the director of the clinical programs at the Salvation Army's Freedom Center. Michelle, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Tell me what the Freedom Center is.
Okay, the Freedom Center here, we provide substance abuse treatment programming for those that's dealing with drugs and alcohol. We also do mobile outreach to help with the homelessness. We have employment services. We just have an array of things here at the Freedom Center.
So this is a brick-and-mortar building people go for these services?
Yes, they do. They come in and they seek services and we help them.
Were you able to do that during the pandemic? Are you able to do that now?
Yes. We provided services in person, so people was able to come in. All we asked that they would get their temperature checked. We asked that they would follow safe distancing, social distancing. So we provided services in person.
Boy, that's good and probably a little challenging for you all because none of those protocols are perfect, and there you are putting yourself in harm's way, trying to help a population that is very vulnerable.
Yes, you know, Salvation Army, like you stated earlier, our theme is doing the most good. And even though, you know, we put ourselves in harm's way, we just want to make sure that we do most good for those that were vulnerable.
Is the Freedom Center mostly one or the other, mostly a rehabilitation facility for people who have substance abuse problems, or is it more of a shelter for people to get off the streets?
We're not a shelter. We are a substance abuse treatment program, so we're more of that.
I see. And then how many folks do you all tend to? How many rooms or people do you have?
We attend to about 146 people that receive services here. They can go through our different substance abuse treatment program. And even after completing treatment, they are able to go to our sober living here in this building. So they are able to stay here an extra 3 years to be able to continue to work on being free from drugs and alcohol and being ready, prepared to go back out to the community.
So do you have people then that have gone through the program, they're, I presume, working now, but they're living in the sober house, huh?
Correct. They have gotten their lives together. They are working. They're paying bills. They're just doing excellent.
What do you charge people for the rehabilitation program?
Well, for the rehabilitation program, if no one have any money or any assurance, we treat people based on donations that people give us. And then also we accept insurance. So if anyone has insurance, we accept insurance. And then our lovely people who donate, that also help people to receive treatment services here.
So if a homeless person has no means of income, no savings, and that's most likely, then they get treated with no cost to them.
Correct. They get treated with no cost to them. So that's just a blessing.
That must be really rewarding. I presume you have stories of people who came off the street, they got their act together, they got a job, and, you know, where we judge these people as the sort of refuse of society that can't be reclaimed, you must see people as whole persons. You must be able to watch the transformation. That must be really rewarding.
It is very rewarding to see where someone comes in, they're homeless, and then as they complete our program, go through all the levels of care, then they're out working, they're being a productive part of society, they're getting their lives back, they're being reunited with family. It's an honor to watch that and see that.
It's a nice way to put it. It's an honor. And it's not inexpensive. Anybody that's gone through private treatment knows how expensive that is, to say nothing of just lodging, food, and shelter. So here we are picking these people up and helping them out. That's where our money goes when we make donations to the Salvation Army, right?
Correct. It is to help another person.
Yeah. Well, I've only got $3,000 in my little kettle so far.
Well, we just hope more people come and give unto the kettle. So we just ask that give, because it does help. It helps families out. It helps individuals out. It is a blessing to be able to see someone's life turned around. So give, donate, give, donate.
Michelle, I can, from the very first word you said to me this morning, I can hear the smile on your face. You sound like a very positive person.
Yes, it's definitely. It's just, it's honestly, it's just an honor to see people's lives change. People go through so much, especially with the pandemic and just everything that's going around in our society. It's just an honor to work with people and see them lives back on track. So I want the best for everyone that comes through our center to get services and just have a greater life.
Well, it's not going to happen but for the help of people like you. So Dr. Michelle Turnborough, who is the director of the clinical programs at the Salvation Army's Freedom Center, bless you. Thank you. I pass my greetings and blessings along to everybody that does what you all do over there. And know that we're just getting started with our kettle now. We put it up at Thanksgiving, but I haven't been talking about it much. And frankly, I'm pleased to see I've got about 3,000 in there. We have an ambitious goal for that, and we're going to start working on that right away now. So hopefully we'll give you more money to do still more good.
Okay, thank you. We really appreciate it.
You have a good day now.
You too.